From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke is to begin testifying before Congress this hour. He is to give his take on how the economy is doing. Analysts expect to hear hints about whether there will be another interest rate hike. A final decision is expected to come at the next Fed meeting, March 18th. Meanwhile, the euro has reached a record high against the dollar in European trading today. And the Commerce Department is reporting that orders to American factories for big-ticket items have plunged. The Commerce Department says new orders dropped 5.3% in January, the largest amount in 5 months. Democratic Senators Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama clashed for 90 minutes on MSNBC last night during their last debate before next week's primaries. From member station WKSU in Cleveland, Kevin Niedermeyer reports.
Differences over their stances on trade, the Iraq war, and health care sparked some pointed but mostly polite exchanges between Senators Clinton and Obama. Clinton, who trails Obama in the delegate count, continued touting what she says is her superior experience over Obama's ability to stir voter enthusiasm. She pointed to both candidates' plans for universal health care.
It's not going to come about just because we hope it will or we tell everybody it's the right thing to do. You know, 15 years ago, I tangled with the health insurance industry and the drug companies, and I know it takes a fighter.
Obama said he believed he would be the better Democratic nominee because he would bring Americans together. Wins in next week's contests in Ohio and Texas are considered crucial to Clinton's campaign. For NPR News, I'm Kevin Niedermeyer in Cleveland.
A new study indicates that numerous airborne contaminants, including pesticides, have been detected at significant levels in ecosystems at national parks in the western U.S. Bob Hensley of member station KXJZ reports from Modesto, California.
The results of the six-year study by the Western Airborne Contaminants Assessment Project didn't come as a surprise to administrators of the parks that stretch from Alaska to the Mexican border. Evidence suggests that contaminants found in the parks are generated from domestic sources and are also carried in air masses from as far away as Europe and Asia. Ron Sundergill is an official with the National Parks Conservation Association.
We can work for continued legislation that strengthens laws that would impact the release of these chemicals and pollutants into the environment.
Researchers are concerned about the contaminant levels found in fish in a number of lakes. The report says concentrations of mercury make some fish unhealthy for consumption by humans and wildlife. For NPR News, I'm Bob Hensley in Modesto, California.
Israeli medics say a Palestinian rocket attack from the Gaza Strip has killed one person in southern Israel. The attack comes after the Hamas movement said an Israeli airstrike in Gaza today killed five militants. Wall Street stocks are down this hour. The Dow Jones Industrial Average down 24 points at 12,661. This is NPR News. The former leader of the nation's largest polygamous group has been moved from the Utah State Prison to a county jail in Arizona. Warren Jeffs was convicted of facilitating sex crimes in Utah and now faces similar charges in Arizona. NPR's Howard Berkus has details.
Warren Jeffs is the biggest target yet in a two-state crackdown on polygamous groups which marry underage girls to older men. A Utah jury convicted Jeffs last fall of being an accomplice to rape, and he was sent to prison for from 5 years to life. Now an Arizona court will consider allegations that Jeffs is an accomplice to incest and sexual conduct with a minor. The case involves the same girl at the center of the Utah trial who was 14 when she says she was forced to marry her 19-year-old first cousin and submit to sex. The Arizona case also involves a 16-year-old girl and her so-called spiritual marriage to an older relative. Jeff's Arizona attorney says his client will plead not guilty at an arraignment Wednesday. Howard Berkus, NPR News.
Two Venezuelan helicopters have flown into Colombia on a mission to pick up four hostages held by the leftist rebel group known as the FARC. The hostages are former Colombian politicians. Two are said to have medical problems. Winning their release would be a victory for Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez, who brokered a deal last month for the release of two other hostages. Kenya's opposition leader has called off street protests. Raila Odinga said today that rallies planned for tomorrow have been postponed until further notice. Odinga says he is responding to a request from former UN Chief Kofi Annan, who has been mediating talks between Odinga and President Mwai Kibaki over disputed elections past December. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News from Washington.